Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shavuos Daf Yudalad, Shavuos 14. In today's Daf Yomi, we come to the end of the first chapter of Tractate Shavuos called Shavuos Shtayim. And as we come to the end, it's a good time to summarize some of the principles that we have learned in this chapter. So our chapter has taught us that the service of the Kohen Gadol, of the High Priest on Yom Kippur, provided atonement for certain sins for the children of Israel through three actions of his service. One was the Sayer Bef, which was the goat that was, the service was acted upon inside where the blood of the goat was sprinkled in the Holy of Holies and on the curtain. And in addition to that, there was a goat that was brought outside of the temple itself, but in the courtyard. This is known as the Sayer Bachutz. The Sayer Bifnim is also called the Sayer LaHashem. And then there was a third goat, and the third goat was the goat that was sent out to Azazel, and that goat served as an atonement for all the remaining sins of the children of Israel, which we've discussed in previous podcasts. So on Yud Gimel Mabez on 13b, the Gemara records a dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And the dispute revolves around whether or not the Kohanim, the other priests, do they also achieve atonement through the goat that was sent out into Azazel. So Rabbi Yehuda said that the Azazel is not only a kapar for all the children of Israel, it's not only atonement for all the children of Israel, it's also an atonement for the Kohanim. And so that was his position. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, no, the Kohanim needed their own special atonement. They did not achieve atonement through the goat that was sent out to Azazel. So our Gemara on today's Daf Yomi, at the very end of our chapter, asks from a Gemara in Yoma 36b, there are two verses in Leviticus, in chapter 16, verse 5, and in chapter 16, verse 11, where the service of in the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is outlined. And both of these services, in both of these verses, it says that the Kohen Gadol should bring an offering, v'chiper ba'ado v'ad beiso, and this offering will serve as an atonement for himself and for his household. That's what the verse says in both places, v'chiper ba'ado v'ad beiso. But the Gemara in Yoma understands that actually what this is not referring to after the offerings are brought, but this is referring to a confession that the Kohen Gadol confesses his sins before the offering is brought and then sprinkles the blood. So this atones for three categories of sin, because the Kohen confesses his sins twice and then sprinkles the blood. And that equals the three categories that we've been discussing in our chapter, the two Sa'irim in the temple and the one Sa'ir that was sent out to Azazel. So according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that the Kohen is not atoned for by the goat that was sent out into Azazel, it makes sense why we need two confessions plus the sprinkling of the blood, because that parallels the three actions that serve to atone for the sins of all the children of Israel. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the goat that is sent out to Azazel does work as an atonement for the Kohanim, the question is, why does he need three actions? Why do we need the two confessions plus the sprinkling of the blood? Why do we need those two atonements? So it's a question according to the position of Rabbi Yehuda. And that's what the Gemara says. Our Gemara here says that Bishlamo Rabbi Shimon, it makes sense according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that the actions of the Sayer don't serve as an atonement for the other Kohanim. Hainu dechsev trevi duin v'dama par. That's why we need the verses to talk to us about two confessions and the blood of the bull that is sprinkled. Chad keneged sayer anasa bifnim. One corresponds to the goat that was inside, that was the goat that was sayer l'Hashem. Another one corresponds to the sayer anasa b'chutz. Another one corresponds to the goat that was sent, that was in the courtyard of the temple. Chad keneged sayer mishtalech. And one corresponds to the goat that was sent out to Azazel. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, why do we need these two confessions and the blood of the bull? We should only require one of the confessions and one application of the bull. And so the Gemara answers that indeed we will say that really we only need one atonement. And the reason why there are two confessions here is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, teaching us an entirely different concept. What is the concept that is teaching us according to Rabbi Yehuda? It's saying that he needs one to confess his own sins and one to confess for the sins of his household. That this is not corresponding to the goats that were inside and the goat that was outside. That's not necessary according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, what's necessary is for the Kohen prior to those actions to be doing an atonement, to be confessing his sins and also the sins of all of the Kohanim. As the Gemara cites the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel, Kachi Midas Adin Noheges. This is how a person should properly act. Mutav Yavo Zakai V'Chaper Arachayev. It's better for somebody who is innocent to first come and serve as an atonement for one who is guilty. V'Al Yavo Chayev V'Chaper Arachayev. Rather than somebody who is guilty coming to serve as an atonement for one who is guilty. Meaning to say, before the Kohen could represent the children of Israel and achieve atonement for them, he first needed to confess his own sins in order to achieve atonement. Meaning to say, if the Kohen Gadol was acting on behalf of all the children of Israel, but he had not yet confessed his own sins, it would be highly inappropriate. He needs to first be able to have confessed his own sins and also the sins of all the Kohanim. They also need to serve, they also need to confess their sins in order to serve as an atonement, because all of the Kohanim represent the children of Israel. And so therefore, if they would not have confessed their sins, that would have been a real blemish on the atonement service for the children of Israel. And there was a story that is told about the Gaon of Lublin, that he was machped about this. He was very careful that before he did the ceremony of Hataras and Dharma, of the removal of the vows, he was very careful that he only allowed people to annul his vows on the eve of Rosh Hashanah if they had first, if their vows had already been annulled. And he cited this Gemara as the reason for that action. Mutav sheyavo zakai v'yechaper al chayav, that only one who is innocent should come to atone for those who are guilty.